Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting second. The center fielder, Albie Pearson. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hoyt Wilhelm. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hoyt Wilhelm. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. Ginsburg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Colavito out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woodling moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Woodling moves to third. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearson. Held reaches second base with a double. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Held moves to third. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall bunts towards the mound. Wilhelm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso strikes out. Ginsburg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Minoso out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann strikes out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boyd. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Boyd steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Boyd scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso who is chasing the ball. Gardner reaches third base with a triple. Minoso throws the ball into Nixon, who tags Gardner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Robinson scores. Ginsburg goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ginsburg for a passed ball. Nixon moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilhelm strikes out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald pinch hits for Cal McLish. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Locke now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann strikes out. Nixon drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Niemann out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodling strikes out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Gene Woodling now playing left field. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ginsburg for a passed ball. Francona moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito strikes out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Nixon hits a line drive into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power strikes out. Ginsburg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Power out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gardner is hit by the pitch. Ginsburg moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona fields the ball and throws to lock covering. Safe. Ginsburg moves to third. Gardner moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. Klaus strikes out. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearson hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Bobby Locke. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ginsburg for a passed ball. Strickland moves to second. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ginsburg for a passed ball. Strickland moves to third. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Strickland scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Orioles. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Herb Score now pitching. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Woodling moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Orioles. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Score fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Willie Tasby now playing center field. Albie Pearson now playing left field. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.